This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama, what the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did say that.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you open up the demon in me! Sorry, I missed the button I was supposed to push, so I don't know if you noticed that. Hi, it is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, that's good. Everybody's talking. Everyone's great. How are you, everybody?
I'm fine, thank
now
you.
Now we can.
Oh, how I know. Are you? Sorry, the button got pushed.
It sounds like somebody pulled your cock out.
I wish somebody pulled my cock out. Any takers? Let's go, boys. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio. Good evening, everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. By the way, Giggles is in the Facebook Live suite.
No.
Located right there at Facebook.com on my Facebook page,
my God.
Conveniently. And she's asking, Billy,
is that a
since
white
when do you wear white shirts, Billy?
I don't know. I've worn it before.
Well, later we'll be having a wet T-shirt contest in honor of Billy's birthday that just passed. So thank God you're wearing a white shirt because it's going to come in handy, sir.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why do you care? Does it matter if he's wearing a white shirt? I will never understand women. Guys, why does it matter?
Oh, it does matter.
If he's wearing a white shirt.
The colors mean everything.
Why do you give a rat's ass?
I don't know. See what happens when you pick out a clean shirt?
Yeah, that's what happens.
First of all, you're a bachelor. Bachelors don't have clean shirts.
Second of all, you look like you just fell off an OxyClean ad. That thing is the brightest white shirt I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Blind over
here.
It is fucking blinding. Yeah, look at it in the ham cam, Billy.
I think it's too clean.
Directly look at it in the ham cam. If you look how your light off your computer is reflecting off the shirt.
Splendid.
Look at that. Yeah. It's just out of character.
Do you have someone doing your laundry, Billy?
By the way. Billy's adjusting the light so you don't see how white his shirt is now.
Now it stands out even more. How's
yeah.
Oh,
it's a beacon in the night.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Criminals
the ships
beware.
Are coming in.
It's the second verse of satisfaction. How
some people are asking, hey, Billy, where's the hood to go with your white robe?
Whoa.
Oh, racist.
That's not very nice.
Alfred writes in the Facebook live stream, old dudes wear white T-shirts.
That's right.
Yeah, he is old. Amazed his cigs aren't rolled up in the sleeve. Well, that's when he got kicked out of the T-Birds. They made him stop doing that.
You could wear a guinea tuxedo.
Can you get a mic? Is that fucking possible?
I want a mic.
No, you're not. You can wear a guinea tuxedo. It was all the way to fuck back here.
Guinea tuxedo.
A guinea tuxedo
well,
is what?
It's because you keep my mic so low because you don't
No, your mic is all the way to fuck up.
You don't want
to
hear me.
Look, that's you. See you? All the way up. Can't go anymore.
Are you louder, than me?
I'm louder than you normally. Oh. Would you like me to turn your gain up? I'll turn your gain up.
Oh, okay.
If it makes you happy, now talk.
Well, I feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
Cheer up. Welcome in 10 minutes.
Holy
anyway.
Shit, you're deafening now.
I know, yeah.
You're totally not. Yeah. I didn't adjust anything. You
it sounds sexy, though.
Sack of shit.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show sucks.
Like a clock ball.
I got a fucking 50-year-old who's angry at life because he just turned 50 wearing a white T-shirt. I got a 70-something-year-old. Yeah, you are. Oh,
all right.
Yeah. First off, we said happy birthday to you, and you got fucking... Anybody that gets to the age I get to doesn't want to fucking have... What was it? After 30?
After 21. Well,
after
it
21.
Don't make a difference. It's just another day.
You
go to work and you
to me,
moving.
You're a fucking baby. You know that? I would kill to be your
he
age.
He would kill to be your
That's
age.
That's right.
Just don't kill me.
Kill
anybody.
To be your age.
He's killing me now, I'll tell you that. What can I say?
Don't pull none of those fucking evil things and take over my body or
Wilson
something.
Wilson Santiago says Billy's shirt would be a lifesaver in New York City when they have the blackout.
Thank you. See,
you
I'm
go.
Preparing. I'm
Debbie says,
do good.
Debbie says your shirt is a neon sign. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Roxy said she told you that she would listen, and I love you, Roxy, and that's why you're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Who's Roxy?
Roxy's my imaginary girlfriend who doesn't live near me, but I would love to kiss her and hug her.
She pretty?
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's right there on the bottom. Oh, they Roxy right there, Roxanne.
Well, yeah, well, it's not a picture.
Everybody say hi to Roxanne and tell her how beautiful she is.
Hi, Roxanne.
Because she's one of those girls that doesn't know or think that she's beautiful.
Ask her to post a picture for me.
What happened?
Ask her if she would post a
picture. She wouldn't post nude pictures for me. She ain't going to do it for you,
I didn't say they had to be nude. You have a dirty mind.
Why don't you just go to her Facebook page and look her up, Steven?
I didn't know.
Why wouldn't you know?
Yeah.
You don't know how to stalk yet?
Yeah, goddamn.
You
gotta
be one of those creepy stalker people thingies.
He's gotta become a creepy stalker, which is a goal that you want to attain to, you know, you want to aspire to get there.
When you get old, it doesn't matter.
We could what is that? Does that say thurple? We could thurple. I don't know what that means. Help me out. What does thurple mean?
I wouldn't know.
Is that like a thought out, you know, nipple? What is that? A thurple? A thurple is third nipple?
It must be three of something, yeah.
Maybe triple? Maybe that's what she was going with?
A third nipple, yeah.
There you go. Nick, by the way, the Canadian Unified Network. He flies in and he says, hi, beautiful woman I've never seen before. Good job.
That's
all you have to do. She's beautiful and that's all you have to do. Yeah. Roxy said, don't worry, she'll teach you how to stalk. Okay. Billy, what's my job? By the way, that's from Nick. He wants to know, Billy, what's his job?
I don't know. You do everything, Nick.
Well, no, he works at a bank. Are you talking about your real job?
Oh.
Because don't you work for a major sporting venue in Canada?
Yeah.
Isn't that what do you do?
Hey.
Is that why you swooped in?
Get it? Like a blue jay? Ha ha ha. Ha. Yeah. Three group. Debbie wants to have a three. Oh, is that a three-way, Debbie? Because I'll fucking, you
oh,
know,
yeah, okay.
I'll throw it down. I don't have a big cock, but I'll throw it in there if you need to have a three-way.
I'll watch because I can't do much else, but, you know, yeah. I'll just watch.
Let's see. Can you assist Billy in making a decision on what to do with his B-Day celebration?
It's my day. If I want to fucking sit around and do nothing, I'll sit around and do nothing.
Wait a minute. Have we stepped into a minefield again? Wait. Hold on for a minute. Let me ask this question. Is Giggles asking because she proposed that she wants to do something
right
for your birthday celebration,
yeah,
and your answer to her was, I want to...
Throw it out your bunghole.
Yeah, you said, throw it out your bunghole, and you said you wanted to just stay on your ass and do nothing.
She wants to make
a
dinner.
That's what I
want to
do.
No.
Does Giggles have to do something?
No, she doesn't.
No, see, that kind of person that wants to...
Oh, sure she does. It's your birthday.
She doesn't have to do anything.
She has to acknowledge your birthday.
Giggles, why don't you just...
Even if she just comes over and says, see?
But Giggles, why don't you just wait on him hand and foot?
Yeah.
That day, you are now his slave for the day.
Oh, yeah, man.
Let him sit on his ass like Gunga Din. You're Gunga Din, and he's...
That's every day.
You know what I mean? Like, and he just like Jabba the Hutt lays on the couch. You dress up like Leia in Star Wars and then just fucking, you know, give him a sponge bath, rub him down, maybe jerk the gherkin, whatever you gotta do. Just make shit happen for his birthday.
Billy's going, I don't need anything special.
No. Nothing special at all.
No. Sarah the Lesbian writes, Nick, not nice enough to be a Canadian. He is nice enough to be a Canadian.
He's a nice guy, Nick.
Wow.
Nick's very nice, yeah.
I don't think Nick, by the way, could hold down the Blue Jays job, but whatever. We'll see what happens. And they're laughing at Sarah now. Here's the thing, Billy. You left out this giant part. Giggles just says she has a sitter for Saturday.
So she wants to go out. Yeah.
She wants to paint the town.
Maybe it's her birthday.
With Billy.
Yeah. All
right.
So what do you want? Giggles, what's a thing that you would want to do? Give us some options here.
Yeah.
What's something that you would want to do? 718-577-1389. What should Billy do for his birthday? Let's have some options. Let everyone throw it
dinner,
out.
Dinner, a little schnapps.
How about a little dinner? Go to a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the best of both worlds. He gets some food in his belly. He gets some, have a nice three-way.
Belly on his belly.
Get some belly on his belly. You know what I mean? Good stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
By the way, Sarah the Lesbian, Billy says that she would fly in and clip Billy's toenails for
his
birthday.
Ooh, that's a biggie, Bill.
You want that?
Do
you want a lesbian, a hot lesbian?
I haven't seen my toenails in a year.
Do you want a hot lesbian
good,
to come in
you.
And clip your toenails?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay.
You're okay
I'm
with that?
Right, yeah.
Giggles said, or he can go into a nursing home for the same treatment. It's not really the same, Giggles.
It's different.
I doubt the guys in the nursing home are getting sponge baths and then getting jerked off.
Aquatherapy.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I'm just saying.
It's probably having a lot more than we want.
Well, according to the lawsuit with Stan Lee, it would happen a lot.
Sure.
I'm just saying that I think that a better thing would be to follow Billy's orders.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe what you could do is
simple, relaxing day would be great.
But what constitutes to you a relaxing day? To her, it's something different. So what constitutes to you a relaxing day?
Pure simplicity.
Wants to go out, obviously, though.
Pure simplicity.
Yes, but she wants to go out.
I think he's underplaying it. He just wants, he doesn't want to be disappointed, so he's underplaying it. Like, maybe we should make a big fuss over his birthday. Like fireworks and,
absolutely.
Well, it could be, Giggles,
girls.
Giggles does like to overdo. Yeah. We know that from Giggles, from past experiences.
Yeah.
We know that Giggles would not be, she doesn't do simplistic.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to do simplistic.
Do you like a harem costume, Bill?
How about that? How about a nice belly dance?
Yeah, belly dance.
She tickles your asshole with a feather or something
like
that?
Maybe a hula.
No, I'm good. I don't need that either.
How about some theme sex?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Come dressed like an alien.
Like a theme, like you dress up like you're a pool boy.
Oh yeah,
and she's at the pool.
Yeah,
and she asks, "Hey, pool boy, can you oil me up?" And then you start the old fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
for
my
your
white,
birthday.
My white shirt won't be so
No, you
anymore.
Have to take the white shirt off. You wear the white shirt to there, and then you go, excuse me, miss, I don't want to get coconut oil on my white shirt.
Well, you know, Bill, you can dress in brown and be the UPS man.
Oh, you can do that. Put your dick in the package.
Women fantasize about the UPS man all the time.
And you can do, like, Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
You can send it over. You can, like, theme it. Yeah. Because it's Amazon just happened, the Amazon Prime.
Positively. I have to be there overnight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
So, if you had to go out, what would you want to do? A movie? Do you want to go to dinner?
Let's see what's coming out.
Let's see. You got Equalizer 2 this weekend.
Oh, man. Good movie!
It's a good movie.
Good movie.
Yeah. Little Denzel Washington. Put your girlfriend there,
Denzel
fiance
Washington.
In the mood.
Yeah.
She gets to look at a really handsome guy. Kick ass.
Everybody likes Denzel, man.
She goes home. She wants to blow you in the back of the truck.
Oh yeah, they get turned on.
They get turned on by Denzel.
Yeah. Used to be Sidney Poitier.
I get turned on by Denzel. What the fuck? Giggle says we can stay in. Plan his funeral.
Okay.
He can't wait to die, apparently. He practices it all the time.
You're dying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently I am. But I think everybody does that on a...
Yeah, I do it.
Like, daily basis?
Yeah, but Joe, you're 70-something. He just turned 50.
So, I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, but she's saying that in 20 years he can act like you. Right now, he needs to step it up.
Man. You gotta practice.
Yeah, but I think he needs to step it up and go out there and do something.
Ooh.
Giggles also said doesn't want to go anywhere or do anything except sleep or lay around. She says, and I quote, Billy, boring. That's how she wrote it, so I read it that way.
That's
boring. Boring.
Whoa.
That's from her to you. Just saying. Right. But here's the thing. What do you want to do besides sit on your ass? If you had an option, besides also Giggles, that goes out to you too. You have not given us options here.
Yeah.
What do you think Billy should do on his birthday celebration? Joe, give me a birthday celebration. Thank you.
You know, Bill, birthdays are not for you. They're for other people.
That's what she's saying.
That's what Giggles is saying. To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to have a good time, and we need an excuse, and you're it.
Yeah. Debbie said you can go play golf. Do you like to play golf?
Oh.
Wearing a white shirt like a golfer.
No. I got the shorts for it, though.
You have
I have obnoxious shorts, yes.
Yeah, you wear them all the time.
You have the hat, too.
No, but I know where to get one.
Yeah, those are really good.
You get a cup of soup and a bowl of soup and a hat like that.
Yeah.
I usually do.
I almost fucked up the thing.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the middle of Debbie and Alfred are having a nut conversation about nuts.
Oh.
About testicles in the Facebook Live suite.
Why?
So... I'm just trying to understand. Like, I don't get, because she's not giving me any fucking options here.
Yeah, sure.
Billy's saying that he pretty much wants to stay home and do nothing.
Nothing at all.
But you wouldn't... I'm just trying to understand. Like, why don't you want to do anything, Billy? You have to live your life.
Really,
live life. Experience life. Go out there. Smell the fucking roses. Go out there. Do something.
I've been pretty busy for years.
You must do something, Billy. You must do something.
All right, so Alfred has a plan for you.
All right.
Birthday celebration. You ready?
I guess.
You pop a couple of tabs of Viagra. Have the wife wear a sheep outfit and play Little Bo Peep. All right? I don't mind it. I don't think that that's bad.
I do.
Giggle said, here's some options. Go on a tour. Take a boat ride. Go rollerblading, ice skating, biking, museum. Come on, Giggles. Those all suck.
He's too old. How about bowling?
Who the fuck wants to... Who the fuck wants to go rollerblading?
Yeah, really.
I'm 50. I want to go rollerblading. Listen to that sentence out loud.
I've played hockey for almost 20 years.
No, but listen to that sentence. Say that sentence with me, people. I'm 50.
I want to go
rollerblading.
I want to dance.
What the fuck? Dance like no one's looking,
Bill. I want to dance.
What else we got here? A museum. Fuck you. Who don't want to go to a museum? Stop it.
Oh, they're fun. It depends on which
museum. Not for your birthday.
Well, it depends on which museum you go to.
What does Billy like, Giggles? Think of something that Billy would like and then go take him there. How about that?
And that's true. You know, Billy doesn't like much.
What does Billy like? Let's find out.
It doesn't.
Boo, boo, boo.
Do you like food?
Yeah.
Debbie said you should. Debbie said you should break a hip.
Oh, that's old.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I've come close once.
Ooh.
I've had it pop out.
Giggles wants you to go to. She wants you to go to the Big Apple. She wants you to go to, I guess, the New York City Times Square.
The big place.
I'm guessing that Giggles wants to do very touristy shit.
Right.
And Billy doesn't want to do touristy shit. This is what I'm hearing. I'm playing Dr. Phil here, and in this therapy session, I'm noticing that Billy doesn't want to do anything.
No, he doesn't.
And Giggles likes to do a lot. I don't know if this marriage is going to work. I'm just throwing it out there. Wilson in the Facebook Live suite, get a temporary tattoo of the United States flag, get nude, start running through the neighborhood screaming, America!
I like that.
That's not something.
That's patriotic, man.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Right there, that's a little Saturday. It's a nice little neat Saturday. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Giggle said we can go to a Sleepy's mattress store.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's 1-800 mattress now, but whatever.
Why don't you get a tattoo? You don't have any tattoos, do you?
No, he's got no tattoos.
I don't know that one.
An idea. Why not go to the tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
Get a new tattoo. Get some new ink.
Get a tattoo.
There we go. All right.
You want to do that?
I'll do that.
Like, say,
there you go.
Hi, I'm 50.
Giggles. Go. Giggles. Dinner. New tattoos.
Yeah.
Come on. This is not bad.
Get 2 W's tattooed to your ass.
There you go.
Bend over says why.
Why don't you? Here's an idea. Why don't you? She said go to the Village and get tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Giggles was saying.
Well, you're going to pay for that hugely.
Yeah, so why? Yeah, you
why
are.
Go
you're
to
going
the Village
to.
For that?
No, because, well, I can tell you right now because she also wrote that there are sex shops there.
You know, I know a guy who has a needle and a potato who could do a tattoo for very cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they do it with the potato.
He was in the jail.
Yeah, jailhouse tattoos.
You get the pen,
yeah.
Pop off the top, fill the thing with the ink.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it'll. This one is
wrong. Wait, Billy's showing you his prison tat.
Oh, you got one there.
What's that one?
Got that when I was 14.
It was going to
be my name, but like after a half hour of poking.
What is it, though? What is the tat? It's
just a line.
Oh, it's just a line.
It took a half hour to get the line.
It's a gang tattoo.
Wait, that's the line for the letter B?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, it was a long time ago. We were all had no clue what the fuck we were doing.
All right, so wait. Now that we've established that getting a tattoo is a good fucking idea.
I thought of that.
Why don't you go get dinner and then go get some nice tattoos?
What kind of tattoos?
Why don't you get something?
I got to figure out what I want to get.
Wait, Giggles, do you have any testicles? Would she get a tattoo? Does she have tattoos?
No, she doesn't.
Why don't you get a tattoo with Billy, something that bonds you together?
Yeah, that's a great
like
idea.
Like a symbol
that
you both can get, something that's not fruity.
Yeah.
Would you think a little bit? He's a manly man. He has a ponytail. He looks like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Would you please, he looks like Steven Seagal's brother. But would you just think of a symbol, some kind of logo, something that he could get? That wouldn't look too fruity.
How about your
and you get it on your inner thigh, and he'll get it on his bull bag.
Yeah.
Come on, think about it. She said, "Get a massage." How's that?
That's nice. But you could give him that.
Yeah. How about you give him a happy ending? A nice happy ending. You put him down. You lay him down. You light some candles.
Soft music.
Play a little soft music.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make some lasagna.
Are you
do all of that? Yes.
No, it's what? Coming. It's coming out of nowhere.
I gotta ask. I thought maybe I was just hearing shit.
Sounds like a horror movie.
What the fuck is this?
Why has it got so much reverb?
It's a horror movie.
It's got no reverb on it. It literally has no reverb. On it. This is you.
I don't know.
Right? There you go.
Well,
no reverb.
It's the patch.
What are we listening to?
It's a hint.
A hint.
It's a hint.
Yeah.
I don't know what a hint is.
Is there a band playing that you would like to see Saturday night?
Not Saturday.
Billy Joel.
No. He is Bill playing, but no. I've seen him too many times.
Billy Joel!
And he won't go away. He keeps playing.
He'll play a special show. Just
wait. I'm trying to figure out who is this? This is It's a horrible version of whatever you're playing.
I know. It's not so good.
Is it Rage?
No.
I can't hear it. Can you hear the vocals?
Not really.
I couldn't hear the vocals at all. I heard the
It's probably a stereo mono, played out in mono.
Okay, stop being rude. Don't give the audience radio ease. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Except for the only one that's rubbing his dick right now is fucking Nick. He doesn't know.
He knows.
That's about it.
He does know.
All right, can you stop? This is, yet again, why you have issues, Billy. Stop giving out riddles. What band do you want to see?
What riddles?
And when you just said, it's a clue.
How about James Taylor?
How about just name the fucking band?
I would go
band.
See James Taylor.
You like James Taylor? Yeah. I'm surprised. You like all that hammer music.
How's this? Better?
All right, a little bit. Name the band.
I shouldn't have to.
For your girlfriend, you motherfucker.
Like I said, I shouldn't have to. She knows.
He really sucks.
Is that the band on the corner, the one that plays in the basement?
No. They're on their final tour ever.
Motley Crue?
No, they did that already and ended. Come on, somebody in the chat room's got to know.
Yet again, Billy has to play games. I'm instead of just saying the band's name.
Yeah, never get straight.
He could never get frustrated. Ever. Like, he hates to give out a fucking
thing.
You
gotta figure it out, boys. Hey, your mother, hey, your father.
No, this is all about the angel of death.
Just this bad.
Wait, she said, wait, hold on. She said,
yes?
I mentioned the concert and you told me no. Just want to throw that back out.
You know, he always says no. You have to do it anyway. You have to Shanghai him and drag him out of the house and blindfold him, put him in a limousine, and take him somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
he still has not said the name of the band yet.
Slayer. Okay. Angel of Death.
Okay, but, Angel Billy, there's an audience.
Right.
It's not my job to tell the audience that Slayer, Angel of Death. It's your, you're playing the song.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Your thing.
Well, when, you shouldn't know it.
When somebody
you
says,
there for
but
that.
When somebody says, hey, Billy, what's the name of the fucking band?
I never heard of them.
You jump in and you say, oh, Slayer.
Slayer.
And this is Angel of Death, and I want to go see them on what night, Billy?
Yeah.
The only time, the only last show they're doing in New York City.
Where are they playing? The 2U Theater or something?
No, Jones Beach.
Jones Beach, what day? Is it Friday?
It's a Sunday.
He's going to a Sunday.
Well, there you go, Giggles.
There you go, Giggles. He's told you what he wants to do.
Sunday, Slayer.
That's what he wants to do. So tattoos?
Yeah.
But wait, she said she had a sitter before Saturday.
Well, that's it. Cool. Maybe they'll do a special concert for you.
It would be the 29th.
Well, that's okay. That's a different
thing. You got time then.
Yeah.
Oh. See, how the fuck, do you see how...
We got it out of him.
I'm going to talk to Joe.
Okay.
Because, Billy, there's no point.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
When we sit here...
Yeah.
And the Drager, he could have told us it was the 29th.
5 seconds.
How fucking long ago?
5 seconds.
But he didn't do that.
He's been dying to go to his concert.
He wants to go to the concert, and he won't tell us anything.
You know when you buy the tickets.
It's like 20 questions.
But the audience doesn't know. The audience is sitting there. They're riveted, Billy. They want to know what the fuck you're talking about. Because it's a talk show.
We accomplished a lot. We got Slayer on the 29th.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all we understood. Yeah. Billy had to play 2 songs, tell us it was a fucking clue.
I don't want
to
do nothing.
Instead of just saying,
leave me alone.
Hey,
anything,
by the way, I'd like to
do.
Go. Oh, excuse me. We're in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah,
major.
Really. Come on, Billy.
Yeah, you're
stop
being very fucking rude. Now, he could have said, I'd like to go Sunday the 29th to go see these assholes.
Nope, this is S.O.D. They're not playing.
Oh, okay. Right. They're the opening act.
But see, that doesn't help.
No. Okay.
All right, we got to take a break because I believe we're going to have a special phone call coming in.
Oh, yes.
In a little bit from a member of service, a member of the Armed Forces is going to be calling in from the road. We'll get to that when we come back because they heard that Billy wants to go see Slayer, and now they're all a flutter.
Fucking Slayer.
Yeah, fuck off. It's the Ham Radio Show. I'll be right back after these. Come on, Billy.
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's right.
Billy wants to rock.
Yeah. He's going to hire a limo.
That's what Joe just said.
Oh, that's what I said.
No, he's not.
It's nice when you go to a concert in a limo. You ever go to a limo? Oh, it's terrific.
I've done it.
It's terrific.
It is awesome. Yeah. I've done it. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio. Wilson in the Facebook Live suite is saying, organic liquor? Who would have fuck would have thought of that shit? Let me tell you, Religion Tequila is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You need to go experience it for yourself.
It'll fuck you up, man.
And by the way, it's the proud sponsor of the ED convention and the whole week that I'll be in Vegas, so you need to check it out. It's some good shit. ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. No. Enrique, ¿cómo está mi amigo?
Hello.
And Giggles. Not that I can rap at you. She wants to rock. I'm dying. Giggles, Billy, by the way, said he won't get wasted if you go to the concert with him.
No, he won't.
He has to work the next day, so he won't do that. Trish, you can't call yet because we're going to supposedly have a mystery caller.
Yeah, Trish is in the hospital. What's in the hospital?
Yeah, she was in the hospital. So just hold on, Trish. Wait to call in.
I hope you're feeling better,
well,
baby.
Yeah. Maybe she can. That's
yeah, she's not dying. She's answering questions.
I don't know she's not dying. She could be dying.
She's not dying. Trish, are you dying? Right if you're dying.
I don't think she's dying.
Yeah. Not. Yeah, ReligionTequila.com, Wilson. He's saying that he will try it. We're going to have a gentleman on the phone that it was pretty cool. They reached out to us. It was pretty pretty awesome.
Yes.
He is, I believe, walking. He's, let me just make sure I got his name right. I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah. That helps.
Excuse me. Home on. Gunny Roy Brady. He's doing a walk for warriors.
Oh.
Where he's walking from Cali, so from California to Jersey.
Wow.
All right, that's one hell of a walk.
Like 3,000 miles.
Yeah, he's helping veterans with PTSD, TBI, and suicide prevention, all three things that we try to care about here on the Ham Radio Show.
Like a Forrest Gump type of thing.
I'm going to run, Jenny. So he's going to go. He's hopefully going to call us in from the road.
That'd be nice.
So we can see where he is at right now. I believe he is in Arkansas. I believe that's what I'm hearing. This is what I'm getting told. I'm being fed notes via one of his aides.
How many
is calling writing us here as we speak?
How many days has he been on the road?
I don't know. We're gonna have to find out. We're gonna find out from Roy when he calls in. But Cali to how long is Cali from California to Jersey?
Well, it's like 3,000
miles.
Yeah. Is it 3,000?
Sure. It's coast to coast.
Alexa, how far is California to New Jersey? How many miles?
2,442 miles is 2,442 miles.
There you go.
2,442.
But if he's going through, coming across miles, and going through Arkansas, he's taking, it's probably
as the
longer.
Crow flies, you know, it's probably as the crow flies. Is that, you know,
yeah,
because
it's.
Yeah, but I want to ask a lot of stuff like, how are your feet holding up?
How do you go to the bathroom?
I mean, I know you got that military back. Well, you can piss wherever you want.
Well, I suppose you got to do.
You pull to the side of the. You pull to the side of the. You know, the while you're running, take your dick out and just piss. What the fuck? It's the shit. That's it. You got to stop. It,
yeah.
Well, that's when you take your night off.
What's well, I'm sure again? He stops at night and goes to sleep or something.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gunny Brady. What's going on?
Hey! We were just talking about you. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
All right.
All right. So we were just talking about you and talking about the Walk for Warriors that you're doing from California to New Jersey. So where are you exactly right now, Gunny?
Some place called Ball Knob, Arkansas.
Ball Knob, Arkansas.
Sounds like a place I'd like to be.
Yes, exactly. I believe, wasn't Bill Clinton the governor of Ball Knob?
Oh, yeah, he was somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, something that they all from down here. Somebody's down here. Yes.
So Roy, tell me about yourself. You're obviously in the military. You're a gunny, so that means you were in the Marines.
Marine Corps, 22 years, 91 to 2013. Retired 2013.
So then, now, what made you start doing this walk? What is this walk all about?
What made me start doing this walk was I was drinking on the couch. Okay, so you get your ideas from drinking. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna be honest with you.
No, that's how I came up with the show. So I understand. Yeah.
So I say, you know what? I'm bored. I already traveled the world after I retired. You know, keeping myself occupied. I mean, wasn't much going on. You know, no regular routine like I used to have. So I say, you know what? I'm gonna do something for the veterans because I want to, you know, stay in the veteran community.
Yeah, good.
So I said, well, when you're drinking, you start YouTubing. So I started YouTubing, and I see people walk for all kind of things, you know, whether it's religion, hunger strike, children, whatever medical reason or whatnot. And I saw a couple of guys doing it for veterans. I said, well, I can do that and do it the way I want to do it. So I called like three organizations. Only one picked up the phone, and I actually talked to them. And they even had the question mark saying, hey, you want to do what? They hung up the phone. And then they called them. I called them back. Well, they called me back after I gave them all my credentials, so on and so forth. And they set it up for me to raise awareness with their organizations and make it happen. I was serious about it. They were serious about it. And we just came together, and I started the first walk, 2015.
All right, so you're raising awareness, or are you raising money for PTSD?
Both. You got to talk to the people to raise awareness, and you know what? And we raise funds to go to the organization to better, you know, fund the organization and get with the what the veterans need.
All right, so I'm aware of what PTSD is. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. What is exactly TBI? I've never heard of TBI.
Traumatic brain injury. You ever heard of that?
Okay, so that means like you, when you like run over a landmine or take like a shell.
Yes, it can be something similar. That's what most people look at it as when I say it that way. That's the best way to define it. It can be from a roadside bomb. It can be from a mortar attack. It can be just a vibration of shock to what has been close, that you might have been close to the human body. Ooh. Okay?
Yeah.
So it does damage on the body and the brain. It stirs you up.
So how many, because I mean, I suffer from depression myself. I mean, I haven't done a fifth of what you have accomplished. And thank you for your service, by the way.
Absolutely.
I haven't
no problem.
Yeah, I have no, like... me saying I suffer from depression, these guys are taking fucking rounds in the ass and running and shooting and killing people. And this guy's walking from fucking Cali to Jersey. But I suffer from depression. I'm fat. No one loves me. But this guy over here, Gunny, is, you know, out here, you know, making changes and doing shit. Mm-hmm. And now, what's this, the statistic of, like, how many guys are falling victim to all these horrendous things? Like, you mean like the PTSD, the fucking the suicide, the DUI, all that?
Well, as far as numbers, I can't sit here and make up numbers and say, hey, this percent, that percent. But what I do know is over a period of time. So I go back to those that are still here, like our Vietnam veterans, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So you take those guys, and when they came home, they got treated like they did, which wasn't a good thing.
Right.
But these guys today, I sit and talk to them, whether I'm at a VFW or doing my walk, so on and so forth. We're just studying history. These are some of the silentest guys you ever see. They don't really want to talk to anybody. They feel like they might have been screwed over when they came home. Some are happy about it. Some, or most of them are not. And that right there, because they don't, the fact when somebody says, well, I don't want to talk about it. So he saw something that he doesn't want to share with us or her.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one part of it. Or they might react in the same a different way because they used to send something, and then that might remind them of what they might have saw during that time frame in that war era.
Yeah.
So as far as numbers, who's suffering, I just know from people I talked to, at least from the Vietnam era up to mine. Okay. What that number is, I have no idea. I'm not going to lie and make one up for you.
Well, obviously, it's a vast number because that's all we hear about nowadays. All we hear about is, like, especially like July 4th just passed, and everyone was worried about the dogs and how they would react to fireworks. And then you have, then I watched this whole little documentary about how guys that, you know, have served in the armed forces, when they hear fireworks go off, they get shell shocked.
Exactly.
They get transported back to the fucking the battle lines into the, you know, it's something that you don't think about, and that's why that needs awareness what you're doing right now, which is God bless you, motherfucker. Yeah. You're going out there and making people know about it.
Exactly, because that was me. I for a while I'm adjusted to it now. I couldn't stand 4th of July after Iraq. Two tours and am I right? I mean, even if you just did one. Coming home, you know, you're doing some of the craziest stuff when you come home, even from your first deployment. You're trying to drive. You're actually trying to drive like the DMV handbook tells you to drive compared to the crazy drivers you see today. You don't want to go too far left or right. You see a bag of trash on the side of the road, you kind of swerve away from it because the bag on the side of the road in Iraq could possibly be a bomb.
Right.
That stuff mess with you for so long, and it's like you start living that life from desert to back home. And it takes time for you to calm down off of that. When I came home, I said, I am not doing to nothing have to do with 4th of July. Okay, which is fine. Okay, hey, you have a moment of silence, and now I'm here, boom, 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 stop, boom, boom, boom. That sounds just like Iraq when, you know, when stuff is coming in and hitting the ground.
Yeah, it's rockets and explosions. I mean, exactly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's going to give up the same sounds of what you guys experienced. I mean, it's not as deadly, obviously, but it's going to give up the same. You're hearing crap. Now, how long did it take you to get over that? Well, you could actually...
I got out of there in 08 as far as Iraq time doing deployments. I say about 2011, 2011.
So now
two years.
All right. So now we go. Now we since we did the serious stuff. Now we have stupid questions that we were asking.
Yeah.
We were asking each other during the break. We have a couple of questions. Number one, how are your feet?
Yeah. It's a good question, yeah. Man. They are raw right now.
Exactly.
My right foot is raw.
Now, what are you walking in? You walking in just regular sneakers? What are you walking in?
Can I say the name brand?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I'm on my third pair of shoes. That's only because the first two was from the last walk, so I ended them, buried them on the side of the road in California somewhere. All right, the pair I have on now is a pair called Columbias, or you are probably familiar with Merle.
All right, Merle
hiking boots.
Okay.
But either way, it's a hiking boot, but right now I'm wearing a pair of Columbia. You can find them at your local shoe store. It's a nice, good off-road, on-road hiking shoe, low cut. And the only reason why my feet the way they are because you got to wear the socks the correct way. There's a trick to wearing socks and then hiking also. Yeah.
Yeah, see, those are the military secrets. That's the shit we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, see, we're the layman. Yes. We don't know that. Yeah, Joe.
How many miles a day are you covering, Gunner?
Oh, what I like to do is 20, 20 miles. But 20 does sometimes it gets you in the middle of nowhere. So some days I go more than 20 to get to that next town.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just do 8, like today. I only did 8 miles today.
All right.
I know there's a hotel here. And then, I'm going to relax for a little while and figure out my plan and go to the next place. But 20, I would love to do 20 every time. But sometimes you got to go more or less.
Okay, so now that brings up the other question. On the 20-mile days, when you do the 20-mile days, pissing and shitting. I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because pissing and shitting, very important in my world. I love taking a poo.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to know these things. When you're out there and you're walking, do you stop? Cause is that, or do you go like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to piss, and you just whip it out and take a leak?
Yeah.
Or like...
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
It's just like Mother Nature's going to win regardless.
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as sitting...
Yeah,
I get that done in the morning. I don't have to, do all that stuff. I mean, you got to watch what you eat, too, before you take off on the walk.
Yeah, so
get that out the way before you even step off. Well, now, pissing, that's easy. As far as, man, we just whip it out. I mean, there's a tree line. You push over there. But there's times when I came through neighborhoods, I don't want to go to jail for assaulting some little kid at some daycare center, but I really got to piss. Like I said, Mother Nature's going to come. So you have a choice. You can either piss on yourself, which I have not. Or
good boy.
It's just training. You got to squeeze. Women are good at doing it, but, I'm a man. But either way, I leaped a few times. But at the same time, you got to get to the closest tree line as possible.
See, I realized, because I realized on that I'm a giant pussy compared to this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to Gunny, who's on the phone right now. By the way, Gunny, Roy, I got to make sure I get your fucking name right. Roy Brady. Doing the Walk for Warriors. Right now he's in Arkansas. He's going from California to New Jersey.
California.
That's correct. That's correct.
What, Billy? I couldn't hear you.
From Oceanside, California to Jersey.
All right, but so from California to New Jersey, I'm still... Stop everyone correcting me. I was right.
You are.
He's still walking a shitload. We asked Alexa, and it was like fucking 2,000.
2,400 and something miles.
Yeah, so you're doing a shitload of things.
Yeah.
Now, but I realize I'm a pussy compared to this guy, because on July 4th.
I can't walk to the corner.
No, I sat the whole day. Hold on, baby. I sat the whole day. I was drinking, I'm drinking. I didn't piss, right? I get in my car on the ride home.
Yeah.
I literally made it around the corner. I had to get out, pull the car over, get out with my cock out, and just piss on the side of the road.
Oh, you pig,
I couldn't fucking stop. I had to piss.
This
guy's walking 20 miles in hiking boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And then he's holding his dick and squirting it if he has to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Me, I had to, like, I got to pull over. I'm a girl. And I had to pull over and take a piss. So I'm just saying. What
oh,
billion?
My God. It happens.
I was going to say, I have it here, 2,908 miles you're walking. Now, when did you start this mission, the walk?
March 5th.
So you went through all of that craziness with all the heat from in Arizona and New Mexico where they were 115 degrees and all?
Nope. Listen to what you just asked me. I stepped off when? March, correct?
Yes.
Cool weather.
It's not 110 degrees in California in March. no, in Arizona.
It's cool.
Okay. And if he went 20 miles clips, yeah, he was going fast.
Yes, you want to get past that because I learned the hard way the last time. I left North Carolina and went to California. By the time I got to Texas or New Mexico, Arizona, it was June, July. Yeah. So I said, oh, no. See how the summertime goes up. So I wanted to get out of California first. Get as close as possible to where I'm at now, which apparently didn't make a difference because I'm burning up now.
Yeah.
And then, but as long as I wasn't stuck in New Mexico or Texas, I'm good.
A lot of people, by the way, are rooting for you. A lot of people, like Rob, is saying, damn, 20 miles a day, that's a lot. Trish is saying she only walks 2 miles a day. Thanks, Trish.
Okay.
Yeah, back and forth through the refrigerator.
And I'm getting a compliment from Giggles. Yeah. Leave it to Uncle Eddie to ask intriguing questions about piss and shit.
Of course, so.
Right.
Well, because piss and shit are very important. This is a soldier
to you
who is trying to raise awareness. All right. Oh, yeah. Gunny Brady is out there trying to raise awareness for PTSD, TBI, and suicide prevention. I don't want him pissing his pants. Do you understand that? I want to make sure that he stays nice and dry. And he goes out there and he gets in a nice hotel. When you're in Arkansas right now in Bumfuck or wherever it is now, how is the hotel that you're in right now?
As I'm standing in the middle of it right now, it's probably D-rated, but it's A-rated for me because somebody else paid for it, and it's
there
a place to sleep with a roof over my head.
Damn right. I think, see, this is the type of shit. Now that we got his name out there and everything else, I want people to understand. I want you to look up the stuff. Billy was looking it up. Billy, is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, if you go to combatwounded.org, it will give you all the information.
All right, so combatwounded.org. I want people to find this man while he's walking. I want you to bring him drinks. I want you to, if he has to take the shit, hold the bucket behind him. All right? Do whatever it takes for this fucking American goddamn soldier.
That's right.
Who's going out there just to raise awareness. And he's going out there, and he's making a difference as opposed to other people like Trish, 2 miles a day to the refrigerator.
That's right.
She's not making a difference.
No.
All right? This guy's making a difference. That's why he's going out there. Yeah. And anybody now, do you have hotels lined up, or do people just, you know, what's going on there?
No. Well, if I don't know if you guys seen pictures, but I have a 1-man tent on my pack. So there's times, like I said, there's nothing out there.
Right.
So I got to pitch a tent or RV park, you know, KOA. I don't care. I mean, I've been in infantry for 22 years. I'm used to that crap.
That's because you're
be nice
he's
to get
a man.
Hotel.
He's a Marine.
A hotel every now and then.
He's a Marine. He'll make a house out of a rock.
Yeah.
He don't give a shit.
Yeah. I just want to rest. Now I get up and do it again and find the most comfortable spot the next day. So
he was in that desert and he beat the shit out of an armadillo and made a pillow out of him.
Because
he's a fucking Marine.
That's right.
God damn it.
Yeah.
He killed he killed a bear with a pinky once, Bill.
I believe it.
I seen it on the website.
I seen it.
So how much farther do you have right now? What's Arkansas to New Jersey?
Quite a while.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Arkansas, I got to shoot up to a small town called Wynn in Arkansas and somehow drop into Memphis, go ahead and hit up Tennessee, Nashville, drop down into North Carolina, get home to Charlotte, North Carolina, rest for a little while and start turning towards you guys.
There you go.
Oh, I need you to call in from time to time.
Yeah, call in. You got the phone number now.
There's a progress report.
Yeah, we'll definitely get, we'll have you on. Every Wednesday we're on the air, so if you if you're lonely on a Wednesday, you got to check the time differences where you're going and everything.
Right. Because
right now it's only it's 5:52 where he is right now.
We're 6:52.
Yeah. When I get to Tennessee, we'll be on the same track.
There you go. So yeah, wait, hold on for a minute. The people are asking questions. Okay, Wilson has a very good question. Why New Jersey and why not New York? That's a good question.
New Jersey. Ooh. Well, that goes by how I should have started this program off is what happened to me in my personal life. My brother committed suicide. Okay.
Oh man.
He was an army soldier himself, and then after that, or prior to that, a friend of mine, Tommy Simpson, out of New Jersey. That's where he's buried at. I'm going by to touch each tomb site or let them visit the parents and shake their hand. They know what I'm doing. And because I trained that kid, Tommy Simpson. Ooh. And I'm going up there to see his mom and dad and visit his grave site. So that's why New Jersey. Other than that, if none of that would have happened, I would have just stopped in Charlotte and then flew to my house in Ohio. That's it.
Gunny, man, I realize how much of a pussy I am compared to you. That is like, you're a fucking man. You're a man's man. This is a guy that has a battle plan. He has a strategy. He's going out there, and he has a damn good reason. It's a horrible reason what happened, but it's a good reason of how and reason why he's going to show respect and go down there. I mean, look, I suffer from depression. I've tried to kill myself multiple times. Yes. We've discussed this on the show.
Yes,
but to have a guy, you've lost your brother, you've lost this guy, the other guy you're going to go see in Jersey, and it's just...
Yes, and it's the stories I hear all the way through here. But, you know, that my brother and a good friend of mine, I mean, I'm over that, but it'll never leave. But people need to understand, I'm doing this for all of us.
Yeah.
None of us should be doing it, period. So if I know if it can happen in my household, you know, you had an attitude, that'll never happen to my family. Well, no shit. There it is. Okay. Then, you know, it can happen to anybody. So it's not just personal with me, but I want to do it for everybody.
And you know what? A lot of people suffer from suicide in their families. I know I had a cousin who killed herself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible thing. It happens. I know I've gone through the darkness. I know a lot of people have. Luckily, I have not, you know, finished that. I mean, like, it happens. And it's suicide prevention. It's not suicide prevention for just soldiers. This guy is going out for everybody, every man, woman, and child who has ever suffered from any one of these things. He's raising awareness for that, and that's why this man, the Gunny, the man, the myth, the legend, Roy Brady, the man who is walking in three different pairs of shoes now because he has buried one on the side of the road, and he has pissed and shit in Mother Nature. This man should be fucking, you should salute him.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, if you go to Billy, what's that website again?
Combatwounded.org.
Combatwounded.org. If you see him on the road, praise this man. That's give him some water. Give him some food. Do whatever you got to do to make sure that his trek across the country for a damn good reason, to raise attention for PTSD, TBI, and suicide prevention is as easy as possible. You help him because he's helping us. So you help him, damn it. That's what he's doing. He's doing the Walk for Warriors. Gunny, thank you for being on the program, dude. I salute you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for what you're doing right now. Round of applause for you, man. He deserves
it. I appreciate it, guys. I really appreciate this.
And wait, are you single, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if any women want to come down and blow him while he's walking.
Oh, you're sorry, a terrible man.
Or when he's in the hotel room.
Keep him company.
Yeah, give a hero a hand job, for fuck's sake.
Well, God
damn.
Hand jobs for heroes.
Hand jobs for heroes.
That's
God damn it.
My new clause,
Billy, work on that website, handjobsforheroes.org. Okay. All right, thank you, Gunny.
Thank you, Gunny.
Thank you for being on the show,
really
buddy.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, man, stay safe, buddy, all right? Call in whenever you want. Bye. Remember, call in.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you, buddy. God damn.
Yeah.
I will never do anything as cool as that fucking guy. Yeah. I
forget
swear
about
to God.
You walk 5 feet and die.
I'm tired already, and all I did was interview
I can't go up the stairs. It's hard.
Trish is like, I fucking walk 2 miles a day. Shut up. Shut up.
There was a thing on the TV the other day about this kid who walked 20 miles and he bought him a car. You was the source.
Yeah, he was walking. But that never happens to me.
No, of course
you see, like, I used to walk to work all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And I used to walk from my house 20, all the way 20, to...
20 miles?
No, at least 21 miles.
Yeah,
and nobody bought me a car, okay?
It was uphill both ways.
Barefoot. I was pregnant.
And when it snowed, he only had one shoe, so he would take a step, lift his foot up...
And slide.
Suspend it so he could get the other shoe on the other
foot
to take another step.
That's a tough
It wasn't easy. Both no one's saying it was easy.
Uphill.
That's it,
God damn it.
One
shoe.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Like Archie Bunker, they call me Shabooty.
Shabooty.
Shabooty. 718-577-1389. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more wine, we got more women, we got more song. It is the Ham Radio Show.
Right.
We'll be right back after these words, baby.
What's your name, scumbag?
Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
more of hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, that's a great song! I love this song!
Come on!
Yeah!
Joe, in 1986, you would have said that, and people would be like, oh, yeah, me too.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
This is a great song.
Hey, Lindsay Lohan's father is listening. Michael Lohan listening in the Ham Radio Show. You know what? I dedicate this to your daughter, Lindsay Lohan, Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Well, Sweet Child of yours.
Somebody.
In that bright blue sky. Come on. Well, go get it. It is the Ham Radio Show live. HamRadioShow.com. By the way, I was dead serious. We need to come up with handjobs for heroes.
Handjobsforheroes.org.
Nick, work on the website. Maybe we can work something out with Dennis. Mm-hmm. And if you have some form of military ID.
Sure.
And you show up to the Bunny Ranch or one of the many brothels that Dennis owns for America.
There you go.
You can at least get a handjob. And while they give you the hand job, they will sing America the Beautiful. Uh-huh. I think that to me.
Yeah, the Air Force Amy to give you one.
That brings a tear to my eye.
Oh,
that's patriotism.
That's right.
Air Force Amy will be great at it.
Oh, absolutely. With her red, white, and blue.
Absolutely. She has giant titties.
That woman is hot.
By the way, speaking of red, white, and blue, did you see the, Trump?
he's painting Air Force One.
Yes, he wants to paint Air Force One red, white, and blue.
God bless him.
Like, we don't know that it's Air Force One. Why does it need? Why do we have to bring it to Earl Shives and get a paint job?
I kind of like the paint job it has now. I mean, it's blue and white, but it's very pretty.
It's been that way for years. Right. It's got the big presidential symbol on it. Why?
Why are we going to spend money that we could use, I don't know, to help wounded fucking heroes?
Yeah. How about you give Gunny some money?
Give him some hand jobs.
Take that money and put it towards hand jobs for heroes.
You know, they should do that when you enlist. You know, anybody who enlists should get a hand job at least, you know, when you for like a bonus, you know?
Or like while you're signing the papers, you get asked, do you really want to do this? And then they're jerking you while you get it.
They're jerking you off. Anyway.
They're jerking you off before they jerk you off. kind of thing.
That would be correct.
Yeah,
actually should be something that they should give every enlisted man a sex slave. Well, not so much a sex slave.
Now you're crossing the line.
I misspoke.
You wouldn't want to give them a sex slave.
That's why, like, you get these ports of call where you go.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
When you pick up.
Well, I think the government should pay for it, you know?
You're out on the road. You're out on tour, duty, or whatever. You're on the road, basically.
Billy's so eloquent when he speaks about this.
You're getting your checks.
Yes.
You got no way to spend them. You're either on a boat or on a plane or in a fucking, you know, you're in your little troop.
Hook us to heroes.
Running, and you're not going anywhere, so.
I don't think that Billy understands how the military works. He's like, you're in a plane, you're in a Jeep, you're in something.
You're with your platoon.
You're doing something.
But when you get your port of call,
They should have girls for them, like, ready. They should be there. That's what they are.
Yeah. You know. Yep. All the women in the town know when everybody's coming in.
Women too.
Semen for the semen.
That's right.
That's what we like.
They have that too.
Semen for semen.
All right, so this is the actual article. In an interview with CBS, Trump said, I'm going to be the top of the line. It's going to be the top of the world. And I'm going to make it red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Which I think is appropriate.
That's right.
By the way, the look of Air Force One was inspired by JFK. Did you know that? His wife, Jackie.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I thought it was Raymond Loewy.
No. Well, it was Raymond Loewy. His wife, Jackie O, of course. Well, Jacqueline, you know, Bouvier, Kennedy. And she wasn't O until he got shot in the fucking head.
She spoke serious.
And the New York designer, Raymond Loewy there.
Raymond Loewy.
In the 60s, they, you know, got together and went, boop, 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 boop. Let's do this. Let's do that. Boop, boop, boop. And then we got Air Force One.
Yeah.
And now Trump wants to make it red, white, and blue, which... To me, it's going to look like a flying fucking barber pole, and I don't think that's gaudy.
I'm sure it's going to be done in good taste. I mean, they'll get the Raymond Loewy of today.
Come on now. Good taste. Joe. This is from a man that has solid gold toilets in the Trump Plaza.
I don't think he's going to, like, you know, they're going to submit a bunch of stuff to him. He's going to say, give me the blue one, you know, the red one.
Give me the blue one.
Yeah,
I want the blue one.
I mean, he's not going to design it himself. I mean, every design they give him is going to be in good taste.
How about like a Jackson Pollock? We just take a whole bunch of paint and we just splatter it all over the fucking
thing. The crazy
That's probably point. What they'll end up with at the end of it all.
In February, Boeing agreed to a $3.9 billion deal to transform two 747-8 aircrafts into presidential planes. So he's going to get new ones anyway.
They always get two new ones,
The jets aren't scheduled to be ready until 2024. He'll be out of office. Yes, that'll be the end of Trump's second term if he gets reelected, by the way. The planes were originally made from a Russian airline that went belly up in 2015.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can't escape Russia.
Putin.
Can't do it. Yeah, I can't
Putin
fucking do it.
Why
Putin?
Not? These are probably the same company that had the planes that
Aeroflot.
No, the Russian hockey team that smashed into the side of a mountain and the whole team died.
Yeah, that was
that airline.
Yeah. Oh, but everything we do in Russia is better. It's all good. Yeah.
Very nice. Swim there.
It's very good.
Swim bad.
Very nice.
Well, from that hockey team, by the way, did you see that the Thai soccer team is out of the hospital?
Oh, they finally got them out of the hole. Yeah.
They're out of the hospital. They were out of the hole, a couple of days into that hole.
That was amazing.
They recovered.
I wonder who's going to play the movie. Probably Tom Hanks or somebody will be the movie.
For some reason, I'm going to say The Rock.
You think so?
But he couldn't fit in the hole. Yeah. In real life, like, Rock could not fit in there. Yeah. He might he'll be one of the guys that went in to go get him.
Yeah. Right, he would have to be one of the lead rescuers.
Yeah.
Or he'll be on the guy, giving orders, you know, one of the, the coordinators there, big time.
Yeah. But he has the acting range of a dish sock.
Well, yeah, he's good. I think he's good.
He's
funny sometimes. You
know, he's funny.
Ballers.
When he does acting where he's just going for humor, he's fine.
Yeah.
But when he's doing, like, serious, like, that movie Skyscraper bombed at the box office. It bombed. It made, like, no money.
Shocking.
Yeah. Like, Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think it was the number one movie was Skyscraper, but Ant-Man and the Wasp was, like, so close that it was almost like a fucking tie for number one.
Wow.
If your movie, that's already a week fucking old.
Sure, yeah.
And if your movie just comes out, it should be.
It should be better, yeah.
But like, is he worth the $20 million that he gets paid for this shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is he worth it? I'm just saying.
Well, obviously they think
Baywatch bombs. This Skyscraper bombed. Yeah. I'm just saying. It seems a little weird.
Now he'll get $10 million.
Look, dude, he's already sitting pretty. He's making money hand over fist. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Doesn't have to
worry. And he's got the spinoff of those Fast and Furious movies that now he's going to be the lead of.
Oh, really?
Vin
Diesel's going to do it.
No, Vin Diesel. That's why everyone's pissed at The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Vin Diesel and Tyrese are all pissed because they're making the spinoff movie first.
Yeah.
So Rock's character gets a whole movie. Okay.
So that gets
made first. Then the next Fast and the Furious gets pushed back because Hobbs, a.k.a. The Rock, gets his own movie.
So that
happens here. So they're all pissed at him.
Okay.
They're all pissed.
Well, look at it.
By the way, it's
just the movie.
It's Vin Diesel's birthday today.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yay!
Wow, how old is he? 50?
I'll tell you right now. Vin Diesel is 51. He's 1 year older than Billy.
He's gonna get a tattoo.
He might if his girlfriend and fiance go to the tattoo parlor.
Yeah, tattoo and see a concert. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, he wants to go see Slayer too, Billy.
I want to be there.
Just
I
so you know.
Don't think so.
I don't know.
I think he does.
Yeah.
What else we got fucking over here?
I don't know.
What else is going on in the news?
I have no idea.
Well, besides, I mean, we can talk about the Trump thing.
Oh, I don't want to.
But everybody talks about it already.
That's bullshit. What you do about nothing?
No, dude, he got caught. No, stop it.
Well, he fucked up.
He fucked up.
He fucked up.
Everybody fucks up,
you know.
But he fucked up royally. Oh. It's not like, dude, he fucked up royally. He looked like a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Let's stop.
Really,
I think he should have body slammed Putin. He should have body slammed
him. No, he should have body slammed
him. There's no way he could lift
him. Putin's in shape. Have you seen him with the shirt?
He actually works out.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying,
I don't think he'd win in a fist fight, though. I think Trump would take him in a fist fight.
You think Trump would take him in a thing?
In a fist fight, yeah.
By the way, Rob says Trump's an idiot in the
fist fight. Everybody says Trump's an idiot. I mean, well, the country's doing better than ever did before. Give me more idiots.
Well,
I want more idiots running this country.
Don't worry, you will get more idiots. I swear
they truly are coming, no matter what.
Did you hear we got a socialist that won the primary, won the Democrats? Total socialist. She's a young girl, 28 years old.
Right.
She's a socialist. She says, I'm a socialist. That's it.
Okay.
And you know, she wants to...
What exactly is a socialist?
A socialist is...
a communist? What is a socialist?
It's more like...
Is that the chick that won in our neck of the woods?
Right. Yeah. It's more of government control of businesses and things like that. You know,
Everything you do goes to the government, and then they disperse it out.
Right. It's just sort of like the Russian economy, basically.
Okay, so it's basically communism.
It works its way into that.
Okay, wait. I got one dude telling me it's not quite communism. I got another dude telling me it's communism.
Well, it works its way to that.
Well, Russia was the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic.
Yes.
That's what they are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that was communism.
They're socialists, but
They were called commie bastards.
It's not as totalitarian as communism is like, you will do this to me.
Hold on for a minute. Alexa, what is the definition of socialism?
Good question.
Socialism is usually defined as a political theory advocating state ownership of industry or, alternatively, an economic system based on state ownership of capital.
Okay, that was very...
Nobody ever explained it to me like that before.
That was way more eloquently put than what you just said.
Well,
Alexa, what is the definition of communism?
Communism is usually defined as a form of socialism that abolishes private ownership or, alternatively, a political theory favoring collectivism in a classless society.
All right, so do we like socialism better than communism, or do we like communism better than socialism?
I would rather be a socialist than a communist.
So you're all for her?
I like capitalism.
Yes, well, everyone likes capitalism because it makes money.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, though, is...
Capitalism is free enterprise.
But if I gave you only two options, socialism.
Yeah, if I had two options, I'd be
so
socialist.
So is socialism that bad? Because I remember when Obama
was
running,
as bad as kind
everyone
of it.
Said
not
he
not
was socialist.
Well, he's a socialist because he wasn't a socialist.
He was also from Kenya, supposedly, and lived in a hut.
He was also, he was also an American citizen.
But he did.
And I think his father went to jail.
I'm just saying, there are people, I think. Trish, by the way, the only people who are against Trump are the ones who live on the government handouts and are mad that it's coming to an end. Get a fucking job.
That's a lot of truth.
And get off my tax dollars.
Wait, how do they get these demonstrations on a Wednesday afternoon? Where are they? Don't you people have jobs?
No, they all took sick calls. Yes, Billy.
There's no way Trish wrote that.
I swear to God, it's Trish.
It's there, but I don't think she's the one that typed it.
Trish,
in.
Call the show because we thought you were dying. So call the show, and then you and Joe can debate how great Trump is.
Well, we won't debate that because we both are on the same page when that comes.
Well, no. Well, she might think that he's better than you even think.
Well,
there might be a debate of how great he is.
My problem with Trump, if I do have a problem, is he just has a big mouth and he's not oh, he has a big cock. And he's not a great orator.
He doesn't give good oral.
Well, his oratory skills suck. They do. I don't know how he got elected, to be honest. Take a guy like Obama. Eloquent. He's eloquent. He speaks beautifully.
He does. He speaks great.
He's probably one of the best speakers since Martin Luther King. He's a terrific speaker.
Why? Because he's black? Racist.
I don't know what it is, but when he's the inflection in his voice, the tone, the vocabulary, the whole thing, he's eloquent.
He,
man.
Like myself, is a verbal vigilante. We go out there and just lay it down, Joe.
But his
we have the direct opposite of
his ideas and his goals are not to the thinking of myself.
Yes.
Yes. Obviously, there are a lot of people who voted for him, and they want him, but the truth of the matter is he did a lousy job for 8 years. We all suffered a little bit. Bill Clinton did a terrific job, not a Democrat or a Republican. You know, he was a Democrat.
Bill Clinton used a girl like a humidor.
Yes, he did. I don't give a shit about that. All I give a shit about is I made money in the 90s, man.
There you go.
And Bill made it.
Laughing in the background, Trish. How are you, Trish?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. How you feeling?
A little better. It's good to be back home.
Oh, jeez. What happened, Trish? What happened?
She had seizures.
I had a seizure, and then the store where I work at got shoplifted, and then I had a panic attack, which triggered another seizure.
Oh. Wait.
So they had to bring me by ambulance from the gas station to the hospital.
Wait, slow down. The store you were working got shoplifted? The whole store got shoplifted?
No.
I mean, you weren't robbed?
No.
Okay.
They took a bag of potato chips.
No, it wasn't like, you know, a robbery, but like the cash register.
Oh, they robbed, so they robbed you.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't like, you know, robbery. Like, you know, it was a bunch of kids that took some stuff.
Oh, okay.
The youth were out wilding?
Yeah.
Was there any truth to the rumor that you were building your own wall for Trump and fell off and fell on your head?
Humpty Dumpty had it before.
Humpty Dumpty had it before. Trish quoted, by the way, saying, Billy, build the wall, close the borders, reform the system, and make America great again. Yeah.
Suddenly I feel like China.
Yes. Wait. To which Rob replied in the chat room, you build that wall, I'll bring a ladder.
I'll dig a tunnel.
Well, yeah. Somebody.
Good. I'll shoot you when you get to the top.
She would too.
She's
buddy.
A fucking sniper. Yeah.
I tell you.
What do you think, by the way, of that thing with Sacha Baron Cohen? I did want to ask you this.
Oh, what was that about? I don't think about
Sacha Baron
it.
Cohen has a brand new show on Showtime. It's called What Is America? Mm-hmm. I believe that's the name of it, Billy. If you can look it up, I think it's called What Is America, or Who Is America? Maybe Who Is America?
Something like that, yeah.
Where he, of course, goes under, he's in disguise, and he interviews all these people. The thing with Sarah Palin, we'll get to in a minute.
Okay.
But with the what happened here in this situation that I want to refer to, that the burping Trish.
Okay.
God bless you. He got actual gun lobbyists.
Yeah.
And people that are holding, like congressmen, people that are holding positions of power.
Yeah.
To literally, he went in disguise as an Israeli, like Mossad agent,
mm-hmm.
Or ex Mossad agent, who came up with a plan to that, because he said that Trump wants everybody to arm the teachers in the schools. Mm-hmm. Their plan, in the Mossad's plan, is that they're going to arm the children. So he came up with a plan. It's called the Kinder Guardians.
Okay.
And they're going to arm 3-year-olds.
Why not? Kids should learn how to shoot guns.
Of course, Trish is going to agree with this. He's going to arm the 3-year-olds.
What age, Trish, for?
Wait. They got all these people to shoot and make like an infomercial kind of thing.
Okay.
I started helping my uncle make bullets at like 4, so.
Yeah, because you're dumb as a potato. They got them to shoot this thing, and they have this like pistol puppy, where it's like it looks like a toy that you feed the puppy, and then aim at the guy, aim at the midsection, and make the guy go night night for a long time. Like, he had all these things that were just like so outlandish.
So he did the congressman.
Yeah, he got all these congressmen to do it and talk about it, and they were like, "Oh, this plan is great." And much like what Trish just said,
mm-hmm.
where Trish thinks it's a brilliant fucking idea to arm children.
Okay.
Yeah.
What age, Trish, do you think that is a good age to arm a child? What's the cutoff?
I'd say start them at like 4.
Oh,
all right, so now, 4 years old, Billy, please take this one.
Trish, now who's doing most of these shootings in schools? It's children, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, you got to teach the kid gun safety, too.
Obviously, they had the safety on before they started firing. Otherwise, they would have shot themselves in the
leg. You know, I think Trish's point, in a sense, I mean, I don't believe it 4 years old, but Trish's point is...
She was like 4.5.
It's like karate and jiu-jitsu. The first thing you learn is not to use it. It's
yeah.
to respect the respect
yeah,
of
like
it.
Self-control, like, you know.
Yeah, but what they were proposing in the kindergartens sketch
is to
actually arm children.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
and people were going along with it. Now, Trish, would you want 4-year-olds in a kindergarten class, like during nap time, they're cleaning their guns, and then they go out there and they have their juice, take a nap, and they sleep with their puppy pistols next to their freaking, you know.
Right.
Excuse me, I got to clean my Swiss and Wesson.
Yeah, are you okay with that, or is that weird? To you.
No, that'd be a good idea.
So why 4? Why can't we do 3-year-olds? What's the difference?
We'll do 3. Yeah, the younger, the better.
You're still in diapers at 3. You got crap in your pants. Yeah. You're shooting guns.
Well, if I shot a gun, I'd shit my pants too. So.
Well, why not? I mean, hashtag multitasking, you know?
No, come on. Uh-huh. I mean,
Trish, how old were you when you fired your first gun, Trish?
About 4.
You were 4 years of age. What were you shooting at? What was the designated target?
It was the old burn barrel in the backyard.
All right, so you shot at a barrel.
I thought you were going to say the guy next door.
When you were 4, what kind of gun did you have?
I don't remember.
Was it a handgun? Was it a rifle?
No, it was a rifle. We've always shot rifles.
All right, so let's just say because you were 4, let's just say it was a .22.
Oh, BB gun. Whatever.
Not a BB gun. She was shooting live rounds.
Well,
remember, this is also a girl who shot and killed a barking dog in the neighborhood.
It was a pain in the ass.
And then tied it up
and
threw the body down a well.
Oh, God.
Right, no, it was in the pond.
In the pond, sorry.
In the pond.
This is what we're dealing with. So, of course, she's going to think.
Fish got to eat, too.
Yeah, of course, she's going to think that that a 4-year-old should be walking around. What would be the gun that a 4-year-old should use, Trish? What do you recommend?
A Beretta.
Well, I mean, they're small, so, you know, probably start them off with, like, a handgun.
Like a six-shooter, or are we going to full clip?
Full clip. Let them, you know, teach them the right way.
So a 9mm where a kid can't even cock the gun back because they have 4. They don't really have the strength to do that.
I'll give them all the
I mean, somebody's going to be there helping them out with it.
Well, no, this is the plan program that Sacha Baron Cohen's character came up with.
But the teachers should be helping them with it.
Yeah, but they're not. What their plan was that they literally arm the kids with the guns and send...
Why not just give them a grenade then? Pull and talk.
There you go. Pull the pin.
So you want a little, like, little Gary grenade. We put a little face on it and we... Pull the
pin,
throw the grenade.
Put the puppy face on the grenade and, you know, pull the bone out of the puppy's mouth and throw the puppy. Make it the way it's set.
A pineapple.
What?
Throw the puppy.
Throw the puppy, kids.
Holy shit.
Pull the leash. Throw the puppy.
Just pull his tail.
It sucks that we actually have to go to a break now.
Rob in the Facebook Live suite. I hope Trish falls off a ladder. She's an idiot. Get that Trump train. Get off that Trump train while you still got a chance. Nick goes in a pond. You need to refresh your memory. Ken Ham can help with that, by the way. I did not know. I'm sorry.
You can't get another piss, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick has got it memorized.
I was more worried about the fact that Trish cold-bloodedly killed a dog.
Right.
I had reason to.
And then after discarding the body in said pond, I received a fruit basket from the neighborhood. If you remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So Trish, by the way, is standing.
I got a wonderful thank you gift.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, and you
son of a bitch and puppy.
Too bad you didn't get bracelets from the cops. So Trish, by the way, all for the kindergarten. Which was a sketch on a fucking comedy show.
Yeah, right.
But Trish is all for it, so she's saying instead of giving them handguns, give them grenades. So
that looked like puppies. Be
easier.
Yeah.
Pull and throw. Why not? They throw every toy you give them anyway, so.
They've got a lot of collateral damage with a grenade. You know,
yeah.
A gun is more
accurate. Little shrapnel, yeah.
I mean, you know, you will kill who you aim at.
Well, if they're shaped like a dog, if you throw it just right, the shrapnel shoots out of the dog's ass at your target.
Billy's got it down.
So, Billy, are you saying to make grenades that are, like, age-appropriate?
Possibly,
sure.
Yeah.
Age-appropriate explosives.
Yeah, like yeah. What do you got? Well, I got Shia LaBeouf.
Well, you know, not for nothing. I used to shoot off ash cans in M80s when I was, like, seven.
Yes, but nobody was asking you to protect the fucking classroom from bad guys.
I blew up a couple of kids.
With your M80, yeah.
A couple of my friends lost some figures.
Trish, when they gave you the fruit basket, did they thank you for your service?
No, it just said thank you on the card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And are you still a member of the NRA?
Of course.
Yeah.
Now it's more important than ever.
Yeah.
Are they still trying to get your guns?
Never. Over my
everybody's after
body.
Register nothing, protect everything.
Yeah, pry it from my cold dead hand.
Yeah,
uh huh. And that's why we got
to
go.
Trish, do you masturbate to Charlton Heston movies?
Ooh.
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Have you ever used a gun during sex?
No.
That's how she always has sex. What do you mean?
Yeah. Ooh. Have you ever, by the way, had a seizure while shooting a gun?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay.
Trish, thanks for calling in, and
feel better, honey.
Keep building that wall, okay?
Thanks, guys. All right.
Take care, sweetie.
Trump Pence.
Yeah! USA! 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 Holy shit.
Well, you know, Trish has got a very...
By the way, for anybody who's just tuning into the Ham Radio Show, can I point out that girl that was just on the phone, Trish, thinks that Pearl Harbor is in Florida. Just want to bring that up.
Fort Lauderdale.
Just want to bring that up. So if you have any questions, please feel free to write us or call 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show.
All right.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I swear to God, I'm going to pull the pin on this whole fucking show.
Something's going on.
Yeah, I know. We'll be right back after these words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
That's right. 31 days, 21 hours until Uncle Eddie, along with Ronnie the Limo Driver, Shuli Agar, and J.D. Harmeyer, and Danny, if he ever fucking services anywhere, will invade the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, baby! That's right. We will be there. August 19th through the 22nd, we will be there. We will be a part of the $10,000 bikini goddamn contest at the Hard Rock. Do you understand? It's all a part of the ED Expo that's going to be going on right there at the Hard Rock. And let me tell you, a proud sponsor of this, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo, is Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila, religiontequila.com for further details on that, further details on the contest and the whole weekend and how you can be a part of it. You got to go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Theedpub.com. Yeah, baby!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's lashing out at Donald Trump following the president's controversial news conference alongside Russian leader Vladimir Putin, who many think will be Putin something on the internet should Trump fail to comply. Khloe Kardashian and her basketball player baby daddy Tristan Thompson were spotted by paparazzi out having lunch together. You know, Khloe Kardashian.
The other white meat.
Farrah Abraham may be heading to jail after recently assaulting police officers while under the influence. However, jail officials are nervous about the security risk should she be convicted, as her history of plastic surgery may tempt fellow inmates to melt her face down into a weapon. Starring on The Young and the Restless, actor Corey Sly was convicted in a Georgia court of child molestation charges. Clearly, he didn't care much for the restless part.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Whispering the words, melt everyone. You stay so cool.
I know, I know.
My Mona Kita, my Spanish hottie Mona Lisa. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Change my life to better suit your mood.
The uncrowned kings of the LD Radio. Woo! We are the Ham Radio Show. You are live on HamRadioShow.com.
That's right.
Wendy the retard.
You guys are all such pussy.
Hey. Hey, got it in my teeth, okay? Wendy the retard, how are you, baby? She's hanging out in the Ham Radio Show Facebook Live suite. Part of the Howard
Stern. Suck my balls.
Thank you.
Okay,
part of the Howard Stern Show, of course. We have to make sure that people, because people tell us that we hijack, members of the house. She listens to our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't help that she likes our show, baby.
Personally, she hates me. I wish she wouldn't call
in. She doesn't like Joe.
Yeah, she breaks my balls.
Sarah the Lesbian in there. Christine is in there as well. There are a lot of chicks, a lot of hot chicks in the Facebook Live suite.
Why did you tie them up before the show started?
I used my ways of persuasion, Billy.
Yeah.
Better known as duct tape.
A rope and a gun.
Damn right.
Works every
well, not
time.
Trish, because she's not afraid of a gun. Obviously.
No, she's not at all.
She put you in the pond.
She would shoot me in a heartbeat. She would save Joe, shoot me. It's all crazy.
I like Trish.
By the way, Wendy said, Joe, you really need to get a life. So Wendy the retard, calling, talking shit to you, Joe.
I know. She hates me. Why does she hate me? I don't like it.
Wendy, call the show. 718-577-1389.
No, don't call the show, Wendy. You're a pain in the ass.
You made the retard not be able to hear what I said.
Okay, I don't want her to call.
718-577-1389, Wendy.
Suck.
Yeah. Why do you hate Wendy the retard?
She hates me.
Well, why do you,
Rocky.
But why do you hate her so much?
I don't hate her.
So then why are we having, why are two retards fighting?
I just don't want her to call in because she always calls in and tells me to shut up.
Yeah, because she doesn't like you.
I know she doesn't like me.
She gave a thumbs up, though.
Oh, she did?
Wendy.
Hey. Whoa.
Wendy, do you
like
me?
Mike.
I think, Sam's a...
Who?
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you. Sarah the Lesbian.
What's that?
Sarah the Lesbian came up with a great idea. It's she wants Wendy the retard to sing Happy Birthday to Billy.
But she doesn't like me either.
No, I think she likes you.
Yeah, no, she likes
you. She doesn't like Joe. She loves me.
She likes Danny.
She likes Danny because Danny has a big penis, remember?
She likes Danny's penis.
Yeah.
And she likes you.
Yeah.
Right. She likes you. I don't know why she likes you.
I don't know either.
Because you're a pain in the ass.
Nick, put the phone number in the chat room so she can get it, please.
Don't call Wendy.
No, Wendy call. Listen to Joe.
Don't call.
We like when Wendy the retard calls the show. Okay. I'm totally okay with
that. No deal.
No, it's a good deal. I want you to sing happy. I want to hear happy birthday. I want to hear the retarded version of happy birthday.
I'll say happy birthday to Billy.
No, it's not the same.
Hello, cutie pie.
Wow, that's fucking loud. Holy shit. Oh, really? Just blew out my fucking eardrum.
Really, I'm telling you.
Thank you on that. Oof.
Did anybody sing happy birthday to you? I mean, Giggles, the kids, or anything like that?
Sure.
A cupcake or something like that with a candle in it? Oh, that's great. Well, that's a lot of fun.
Supposedly they didn't have candles in the cake because it was too many candles.
Yes, it was a fire hazard.
It was a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah. It's symbolic. All you have to put is one candle, and that's the good enough. Especially at our age, we can't blow them all out. Right, Bill?
That's true.
Yeah.
Billy, how bad do you blow?
Ooh. Oh, horribly.
Trish wants to know, how can anyone not like Joe?
That's right, Trish. Tell him, buddy.
Those Trump motherfuckers stick together.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I don't know. To me, I would like to know why Wendy the retard does not like Joe.
Well,
I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't like old people.
Wilson says he thinks that Joe is cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. The Joe fan club is now speaking up.
That's right.
It's about time.
So far, we have three members of the Joe fan club.
My mother.
That are speaking up. My mom says I'm fucking awesome, so
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, my mom passed away.
Yeah. What'd you do?
She passed away.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you're fucking how old, your mom...
I have come for you.
There's your mom.
I am dead.
Well, she could still be alive. I mean, she'd be like 100, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we figured it out the other day. I forgot what we were talking. My mother and father were born on the same day, same year. It was amazing. Matter of fact, they were born about 20 miles away from each other on the same day, same year.
They were related.
I was going to say, they were born in the same house.
Well, yeah, really.
They had the same parents.
They would be 106 if they were still alive.
106. Jesus yeah. Christ.
In this day and age, that's really not that
it's
far-fetched
done, yeah.
anymore.
It's done, yeah. I hope I make. I'd love to make 100. I don't know if I'm gonna do it, but I really would like to make 100.
Wendy, are you calling the show? What
you know
the fuck?
What, Joe? You'd get to that point, come down in the basement, produce a song,
yeah.
and suddenly that would be like the number one hit
I'm
all over the world.
Years old today.
No, no, you would produce
I don't know
for
what
somebody.
To call and say I'm 100 years old.
What are the different artists?
I'm an old fuck.
Probably one of these wonderful. Rapping artists that have songs that say baby, you know, at 100, it's kind of like
is Carla Force anywhere? Because I know that she had a question
yeah.
that wanted.
She's been around for a while.
She wanted to ask Wendy the retard a question, and I don't see Wendy. I see Wendy the retard is still floating around, but I don't see Carla Force.
You know, Marcus is starting his own show.
Well, I wanted Marcus. Anybody that wants to call in, please feel free. It's 718-577-1389.
That's because Eddie has nothing right
I have
now.
Absolutely nothing. I have nothing for this show.
You got bullet points.
Well, because I'll tell you, besides the bullet points.
He has nothing else.
No, it wasn't even that. It was, we had yet again a guest set up.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'll tell you exactly, here's exactly what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
We had the guy from American Ninja Warrior, the host, yeah. Matt Eisman, was supposed to be on the show today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? So he would have been in the 7 o'clock hour, which thus
sure.
would have bumped everything that we just did in the 7 o'clock hour.
Well, sure.
Would have been bumped to the 7:30 hour. And then with that segment would have been, we would have had a full show.
Right.
So then I still, like, it keeps getting put up. I keep getting emails from his people saying they really want to do the show. He really wants to do the show. He likes the show. He really wants to do the show. I said he has no fucking taste. So then he keeps going back and back and back
and
back. He
must have listened to the show. What,
yeah.
are you crazy?
No. So his people, like, literally keep writing me going like, oh, he really wants to do the show. We're waiting to hear back because he's very busy. The whole reason why he was supposed to come on
yeah.
is because, I don't know if anybody watched it, the Evil Knievel special.
Oh,
I watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I didn't
yeah.
watch it.
Evil Live with Travis Pastrana.
Yeah. yeah.
Yep.
Who jumped all three jumps, and I knew he was going to jump it because I'm a big fan of Travis, and I know that Nitro Circus is one of the best stunt companies that are out there,
sure,
and they do everything.
They tour the world.
So then he the whole point was that me and Mike Calda, from the Mike Calda show, a big famous DJ in Florida, my friend, used to live on Staten Island,
sure.
went out to Florida,
yeah.
became a megastar mm-hmm. out in Florida.
That's not true. You said you kicked him the fuck out of the island.
I said,
because...
get out. There can only be one fat guy
that's
on the radio
right.
in Florida.
Not you, boy.
No, you said go to Florida because Staten Island's mine.
Yeah, first off, Mike, first off, is older than me and probably would not have listened to me. So the joke really doesn't work.
And sure. Who the hell wants Staten Island in the first place? Yeah, so
he moved on and got a really hot wife and moved to Florida. He's fine. Yeah. But anywho, so we're on Twitter. And he wrote something about, because if you watched the fucking show, Matt Eisman was the only one that was freaking, he was the only one that was entertaining. He was on cocaine. He was like, hey, Travis is going to make the jump. Ah! He was like all up here. And the rest of the people that were hosting in the panel.
Yeah, that's
they
what
didn't
was.
Fucking, they had the, and so I don't know why we're here.
They couldn't.
And they were fucking down here, and he was like, I love cocaine, it's a fucking great. So he's up here, so they were mocking, Mike mocked them first. Mm-hmm. Then what happened was I answered Mike and said, yeah, I know, this guy's like, he's on fucking coke, I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da, like, he's so over the top, and everyone else is like, everyone else is so, doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. So then Matt Eisman actually wrote us back on Twitter. He goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm jacked up on Red Bull, I'm having a great time, I'm very excited about that. So then I even apologized, I said, dude, it's not you. I was like, can we fucking hurry this along? Because it ran for 3 hours. That's right.
Yeah. They dragged that out, and it lasted longer. He didn't make the jump until after 11, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he landed by like 11:05.
Right.
So he was in the air because it was a tight little squeeze. They had to build up the suspense. It was a whole fucking thing. Yeah. So they did all that. But Matt Eisman, you know, we got into a conversation, and then Matt Eisman, I talked to his people, and he wanted to come on the show.
Right.
So it would have been funny. We would have talked about the fucking Twitter thing. It would have been a whole thing. Everything would have been a thing. It would have been a thing, Joe.
A thing.
So those it would have been things. A thing. And then what happened was then we've been playing fucking tag on emails back and forth. Like, literally, I could show you 9 million emails. So everything got pushed today. Thank God Gunny, Roy Brady there, was, you know, they asked if he could come on the show and talk. I'm like, absolutely.
Sure. Yep. Not good for cause.
I was
cause.
Like, first off, for the reason why he was doing it, I wanted to get that message across.
Absolutely.
And then also, he fills up a giant hole that we had. And but it was a great interview. He was a great guy. I wanted to fill up that hole in the right way. So that move, that got to, the reason why it was at 6:30 was because at 7 o'clock, slated was Matt Eisman. So everything got moved, everything got fucked up. So now, technically, as I ramble, I'm killing the last half hour of this program.
I know, yeah.
Because that's why I was trying to get Wendy to retard the call. If Bisexual Marcus wants to call and tell us about his new show that he's doing, I would love to talk to him. If Sarah the Lesbian wants to call... If Nick wants to call, I don't give a shit who calls. Just call the hotline, 718-577-1389. Because literally, that's what happened. We have all these notes. We could do like every other radio show and go through all the prep shit.
Well, today is not having been discovered day.
Yeah, by the way, did you notice that today is National Caviar Day and National Hot Dog Day?
Yeah, that's right.
Who gives a fuck? I don't know.
It's kind of a contradiction, though. Caviar and hot dogs, you know.
That's probably why they did it.
Probably, yeah.
Then
I'd rather have a hot dog than caviar anyway.
And I already said happy birthday to Vin Diesel.
Wow,
that was so nice of you.
Yeah,
I'm sure his life.
I bet you he had a cupcake.
Wait a minute, we didn't remember. On this day in 1994, Crayola introduced scented crayons.
Yeah.
Hey, answer the phone.
Good idea or fail?
That's a good idea to answer the phone.
No, I'm going to answer the
phone.
Okay,
it's a mercy call.
It's the Hammer.
Hey, this is Sarah.
Oh! Hi, Sarah.
Sarah the lesbian.
How you doing, bubby?
Hello, handsome fellas.
I never got those nude pictures, Sarah.
Yep.
You were supposed to send me those pictures.
She was never going to send you nude pictures.
Nobody ever does.
The closest thing I've seen is Sarah's tits.
Yeah.
Has been like when she poses, like she's on Facebook and she's wearing like.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty. I have jerked off to her. I know. She's very nice.
Yeah.
She has a lot of cleavage. Oh. She likes to show the girls off.
Okay.
And that's the closest I've seen to her naked.
No nipple, though.
No nipple. No just nipple. Just the round mounds. Not a nipple.
It's all in your imagination.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Probably a better place for it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I definitely have jerked off to just the cleavage because it's very nice.
Good enough.
But yet again, I mean, even though my penis is as small as a clit,
I can imagine
that just accidentally shoots jism. Yeah. I'm not. I am a lesbian, but I'm not her type of lesbian.
You're not a lesbian.
No, I am a lesbian.
I love lesbians.
I would love to watch her. And are you still with the same chick?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just want to make sure that because we haven't talked in a while, so I don't know if everything was okay.
Well,
so I want to make sure that everything was cool. All right, so I would definitely watch her and her partner.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sweet monkey love.
Absolutely.
I would.
Well, you know, we're in like year 4 of being together,
so you're not eating each other's boxes.
This is
anymore,
when you start thinking about wood chippers and poisoning a muffin or something.
Okay.
So you're at
just like a married couple.
So you're at right now where Billy and Giggles are at, and they're not even married yet.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
I'm headed to Vegas in August.
I'm gonna
spend my 40th birthday a week.
When are you going? When are you going? Hold on. When are you going?
The 17th through the 21st.
Oh, well, wait, you'll see me there. I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah.
No shit.
I swear to God, August 19th through the 22nd, I'll be at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. I'll be at the ED Convention, the Erotic Dancer Convention.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to fuck a lesbian. Right. I mean, hi. We'll hope to hang out. Yeah.
Both lesbians will be there.
All three lesbians, because I'm a lesbian, too.
So for my birthday, you got to hook me up and get me in there or something.
We'll figure something out. I mean, we'll get you.
Then I'll let you see a whole boob.
A whole boob?
Ooh, take a picture for me.
A whole boob.
How about, can I watch the two of you scissor fuck each other?
That would be nice.
Well, we don't do that.
What do you do? So tell, as a lesbian, what do you do? What's your preferred penetration move? What do you do? You just muff dive? Is it fingers? What do you do?
She wears a strap on of whatever size I choose.
Ooh. I'd watch that. You wouldn't watch that?
Are you kidding?
I totally watch that.
I have to get my brownie and
are you kidding?
Now do you blow the strap on? Like to lube it up? Or
no.
Do you just lube it and
this
fuck?
This tastes like plastic bullshit. Hell no.
Yeah.
And I don't miss sucking dick, that's for sure.
So then can I ask, as a lesbian and as a fellow lesbian, I do have to ask this question. Yeah. If you are pretty much buying the equipment, why not just fuck a dude with a big cock?
Because he doesn't also have a pussy.
See?
Yeah, but what do you get?
I get
of
the
it?
Best of both worlds.
That's right.
I get to eat pussy whenever I want and get dick down whenever I want with the same person.
So do I. I mean, what?
What?
Sorry.
It's lonely at the top, isn't it?
It is lonely at the top when there's nobody on the bottom.
Bend over.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, but we will be together.
So we're gonna see each other in Vegas. We gotta plan some kind of shenanigans.
Yes,
absolutely.
I will be at the Hard Rock. Danny, I believe, will be at the Luxor.
Why is he staying at a different?
Because
hotel?
He's a fucking moron. I don't.
He
know.
He likes the view better.
He likes pyramids. I don't fucking know what it is. Where are you staying? Where are you going?
I'm at the.
You're at the old ship.
It's like a block off the sinking the rail thing ends there. The it starts with an M.
The Mulva?
No. Dang it! Why can't I think of it right now?
What are you saying? At the Mulva?
The MGM?
MGM Grand?
Not the MGM.
The fancy French one.
It's like a block over from the Strip.
Minnie's House of Pancakes.
The Best Western.
Is it the Waterford? No, not the Waterford. Shit.
That's the glass.
It's a nice one, and I got it. I got like four nights for $100.
Oh, this is a great hotel.
Yeah, that's nice.
4 days and 5 nights for $100.
Nice. That's good shit.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas.
Yeah. On my birthday, I got to go in and listen to some travel bullshit for an hour.
I didn't hear you because Joe was talking. What did you say?
Oh, it's one of those travel club deals where you go and listen to them try to sell you stuff and you just say no. And and you go, you eat the sandwich and you leave.
Nice. And by eat the sandwich, do you mean your fucking wife's box?
Both the sandwich and the box.
Nice. See, I think during the sales approach, if the guy gets, like, too pushy, you just start fucking, she takes out that strap on and just fucks you.
So that's a lesbian club, she said? It's a lesbian club?
Travel. No, it's a lesbian travel club.
That's what I said.
It's a lesbian club sandwich.
Yeah, it's a lesbian club sandwich. A lot of tongue in that sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Tongue and glaze.
I sort of lost it.
Cool, Sarah, the lesbian, well, and her wife. This is awesome.
I'm going to message you so we can kind of figure some kind of shenanigan out for when I'm down there.
Nice.
Awesome.
That would be nice. I don't want to hang out with Danny, so, I mean, two lesbians.
Yeah,
that's
a pain in the ass.
That's fucking good. Yeah, because he probably is going to take it in the ass. Yeah,
we're sitting on top of the story of the century here.
We are. All right, Sarah.
Yay, I'm so happy. All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and I'll keep listening.
Absolutely. Thank you, beautiful.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up. She knows better.
She knows better. She's like, he has a penis.
Yeah, make sure you have a camera with you. Will you take pictures for me?
Guys, I need you to run across both sides of the room and just run and smash your pussies together for Joe.
Oh, that would be
Is
great.
That good? That would like be big, great. Psh, yeah. Like across the thing.
I have no life, Eddie. You have no life.
Rob's saying she can bring her three lesbian friends over to the MGM Grand with me. Are you going to be there, Rob? Rob, dude, if you're going to be there too, it's going to be a fucking party.
Absolutely.
We're going to have Rob. We're going to have lesbians. It's going to be fucking crazy.
Jeez, that and a bottle of champagne, you got it made.
Nice. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Why use the champagne? Use the tequila.
Yes, religion tequila. 100% organic, Jim.
Oh, true, yeah.
Damn right.
Better off with the tequila.
You take the fucking bottle, put the religion tequila right in her puss.
And I'm sure it's going to be
And
free.
Do shots right off of there. Oh, there's going to be tons of religion tequila floating around. Yeah,
bring back a bottle for me, for Christ's sake.
They are sponsored. Look. The only reason why he's got the mailing address, the only reason why we haven't gotten it yet is because literally you have Platypus, who's running everything, has to make sure that everything goes in order, and then after the thing, we'll probably get it. Because after it's done, after the giant convention and the $10,000 bikini contest and the pool party and the award show and the red carpet and the convention and everything else that I'm doing is done.
And then I get my bottle of tequila.
And then you'll probably get a bottle of tequila. If worse comes to worse, Joe, I will go to the liquor store and buy you a bottle of tequila.
I don't want you to buy it for me.
No, I'll do that for you.
I want it for free.
You'll get it for free. Free.
No, I got it for free. It's a perk. It's like all out.
It's totally a perk.
Yeah.
But you will get it. For anyone else, go to religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com. And check it out. So Rob's going to be there. And Sarah, this is going to be a fucking party. We're going to be fucking crazy. Plus, we're also going to be hanging out with Ronnie the Limo Driver Mund, Shuli Agar, and J.D. Harmeyer, all from the Howard Stern Show. They're going to be there as well.
It will be a hot time.
It's
going to
be crazy. Plus, we're going to be hanging out with some of the best, hottest fucking exotic dancers and porn stars.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be crazy.
Oh, boy.
I think that we should get some kind of lesbian three-way between. We get that strap on, Sarah the lesbian, and a hot chick that we find at random. We go back up to their room, and we see some form of a daisy chain.
Would you let a lesbian fuck you in the ass?
My mother lesbian what?
No, would you let a lesbian fuck you in the ass with a strap on?
Depends on what she looks like. If it's a chick, I always say a chick.
Why do you kiss? She's in the back. You can't see.
No, if a chick, because then I get to turn around and fuck her later. If a chick is, I say, if it's always, I agree with Ronnie. Ronnie, he gets pegged in the butt. He likes it, but as long as it's done by his fiance.
Okay.
So I'm in the same boat as him. I always think if a chick is doing it, it's not gay. No, that's my vote.
I agree.
So if a chick is doing it, it's not gay.
Absolutely.
So like if Sarah the lesbian
or
wanted,
in prison.
I don't think I would take a whole strap on in my asshole though.
Well, I don't know if it'll
fit. Like, I don't want that. I'm going to clench up because I don't want that.
Well, yeah.
But if she wanted to stick a finger in my butthole or something, that's fine. Okay. I got no problem with that. Or maybe even like a small, you want to take a small dildo? I don't even know if they make them.
It's a lube.
Maybe they make a dildo the size of my penis. Yeah, and it's like just really small.
It's like a.
And you just fuck me in the ass with that. I don't give a shit.
Peanut penis.
I'm just saying.
Penis.
Are we done? Is there a show? Are we over? We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
No.
All right, so maybe Matt Eisman next week. He's going to be like the revolving guest.
Yeah.
No, because we also have other shit on the horizon.
He'll call in when we have five guests on the show.
All right, listen. Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, yes, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure you got a strap on that is big enough. And make sure you do it August 19th through the 22nd in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm going to be hanging out with lesbians, yeah, and hanging out with Rob and hanging out with a whole bunch of people. It's crazy. It's going to be big. Check it out. Now, to everybody else, I say happy birthday, Billy.
Happy birthday.
And I say AMF, my friends, which says adios, motherfucker. Hey, Danny, I know you're not here, but can you tell the people what to do, please?
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.